there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. My name is Jim Paris. The website is ChristianMoney.com. And in this hour, we're going to talk about the Antichrist. And I'll tell you what, of all the topics we ever bring up on this show, this is one subject that whether people are Christians or not, even people that are atheists seem to be just totally mesmerized by the topic of who is the Antichrist. And there really are maybe a handful of people we would ever have on to talk about this topic. And I'm so excited that we have him with us for the first time tonight, Bible prophecy expert Joel Richardson. And just to give you an idea, he's got several books out at Amazon, and he's got a new book coming out here shortly, and some of the recent books, God's War on Terror. He's got a video out, End Times Eyewitness, which I saw the video today. Fantastic, really great production quality, The Islamic Antichrist. And tonight we're going to talk about a book that, this one's about 2 or 3 years old, I believe. It's called Mideast Beast. And Joel Richardson, thank you for being with us tonight, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on tonight, Jim.
And am I wrong? How old is this book that we're looking at tonight, Mideast Beast?
Yeah, that was released, I believe, July 4th, 2012.
Okay, fair enough. But I'll tell you what, I haven't finished reading it. I'm going to spend a lot of time over Christmas break having an opportunity to really, really read this book because it's very in-depth. You have everything backed up with facts. For those that maybe are listening tonight who have heard the term Antichrist, but they don't really know maybe what we're talking about here, maybe we could start with a little bit of a background and a definition of who we're talking about when we use the phrase Antichrist.
Sure. Well, throughout the Bible, throughout the Hebrew prophets, as well as throughout the New Testament, there are various references to, let's just say, an individual that would be a dictator, that would have a significant anti-Semitic, that's to say he would be a Jew hater, as well as an anti-Zionist, that's to say he would desire to possess the land of Israel, as well as an anti-Christian spirit. So he would hate Jews, Christians, desire to possess Israel, and he's a dictator. I mean, that, in summary, that's really what the Antichrist is. And there's numerous titles and references to who he is, really. There's only one reference in all of the Bible that actually calls him the Antichrist, and that's in 1 John chapter 2. But there's many, many titles that are used to describe this individual, and, you know, when we put them all together, we have a fairly comprehensive picture of who this dictator will be and what he will do in the days ahead.
And Joel, do you believe, as some Bible prophecy teachers suggest, that there have been many individuals in history that we could say had the spirit of the Antichrist, but were not the Antichrist? Of course, probably the most frequent example people use is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, well, you know, if we were to look at dictators particularly, we could say, you know, this one had the spirit of Antichrist, or that one had the spirit of Antichrist. But there's also the issue of the theology of the Antichrist, and this is where, you know, the apostles made reference. They said, look, there's many Antichrists that have gone out, and these are those particularly that deny, as John the Apostle defines it, they deny the Father, they deny the Son. And so there's more than just the acts that he will carry out, there's actually a specific belief system that goes with it. And so along those lines, we can point to some of the various Christian heresies that broke out even in the earliest days, such as Gnosticism and various cult movements that have broken out and arisen over the years. And they all had essentially the spirit of Antichrist on them. But yes, there have certainly been individuals that were very good foreshadows of the ultimate dictator.
Now, what role do you believe, for example, this current pope may play in end times events? I talked about what happened a couple of weeks ago, which was disturbing. The pope goes into a mosque in Turkey, and he takes off his shoes, and he faces Mecca, and he bows his head, and he says a prayer. And when he leaves the mosque, he has this sort of this commentary. When you put the two together, it's almost like what's being implied there is, look, we're all one big family, whether you're praying to Allah or you're praying to the Christian God or you're praying to a tree, it's all one big family. We're all the same. And this is sort of a move, I think, what he called interfaith relations, to try to kind of create some good relations there. Do you see that sort of as a subtle move towards a one world religion, these kinds of public things that we're picking up on already in the news today?
I would see the Pope's acts as more indicative of the Achilles heel of Western culture, which is to say, in the West, by and large, the idol of our age is religious pluralism and tolerance. And so really, when we see a Western religious leader making these sort of statements, they're really just falling in line with and essentially bowing to the god of religious pluralism. Now, the problem with viewing that as a move toward a one-world religion is the fact that the Muslims who we're visiting and trying to kowtow to, they'll have nothing to do with one-world religion. You know, to the Muslims, we'll capitulate to them, but they never capitulate to us. And so, you know, those things sound good and play well here in the Western media, but in the Islamic world, they're just laughing because they don't believe that, you know, those that worship trees or you know, so many different religions, the Buddhists, the pagans, the polytheists, the Hindus, they don't believe that we worship the same God at all. And ultimately, to be fair, I don't know to what degree Pope Francis believes those things. You know, it's interesting. I haven't tracked with this particular pope. I'm not real fond of him. The previous pope obviously was much more conservative, and there were a lot of statements that he made that upset the Islamic world. So, you know, when it comes to the Catholic Church, it so often does hinge on whether the present guy in office is conservative or liberal. And obviously, we've got a pretty extreme liberal in office right now. And so, unfortunately, that affects, you know, the whatever it is, 800,000 plus Catholics throughout the world.
All right. So what I want to do now is kind of set it up before we go to our break and address the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is that you really split off from most mainstream Christian prophecy teachers when you suggest that the Antichrist will come out of the Middle East. I remember growing up, you know, they said, look, it's going to be like the second Rome, and it's going to be someone out of Europe, and maybe it even could be a pope because it's out of Europe. And then you're all of this speculation, well, maybe it's someone within the royal family. That's what it could be. So you have all these different speculations, but all really focused on Europe as where the Antichrist is going to come out of. But you go in a different direction. We've got a minute before the break. Give us just a preview to this, and then we'll get into the whole thing after we come back.
Well, essentially, when we look at the writings of the early church, they believed the Antichrist was going to come out of Rome, but specifically out of the Middle Eastern portion of Rome. And in modern times, we've sort of developed this false equation, which says Rome equals Europe. It's really a false equation. And so what I've done is actually revived at least half of the equation that the early believers were looking to, and really developed a thoroughly Jerusalem and Israel-centered perspective on the end times.
All right, we'll take this break. When we come back, we're talking about the Antichrist. His name is Joel Richardson, not the Antichrist, but our guest today, and we're talking about his book, Mideast Beast. Stay tuned.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are live coast to coast and around the world on the internet. And tonight, my guest is Joel Richardson, a really, really deep-thinking guy who you read his books, and it's like, wow, wow. And taking a look at this current book that I'm looking at here, which is a couple years old, but it's the one I was most interested in, so I'm glad this is the one we're discussing, Mideast Beast. And right on the front cover, one of our good friends, Chuck Missler, is endorsing the book. So you know from there that it's going to be a great book, and it certainly is. And if you want to find Joel on the internet, just go to Google and type in Joel Richardson, and you'll see the first site that comes up is a site that's called Joel's Trumpet, and that is him. Or you can type his name in over at Amazon, and you'll find his several books are available. All of them are available, except for one, it looks like, is Kindle only. And then there's a movie out also that you can watch the DVD. And Joel, I really loved the production quality of your DVD. I hate to say it, but so many Christian movies today just have very poor production quality. And I love everything about it. The interviews were great. The B-roll footage was great. How long did it take for you to put that documentary together?
Well, first, thank you very much. It was this was the first film that I've done, and it was very, very challenging. The actual travel itself was a little over a month, and then we had, you know, numerous local interviews, domestic here in the United States. And then there were just all sorts of production challenges that we ran up to against. And so I would say it took us about a year, and we're now working on essentially what is the sequel to that film. And so when I began working on the film, the purpose was I was going to say, are we in the end times? There would be a little 15-minute introduction which said, yes, we're in the end times. But the main question that I wanted to wrestle with is, what should we be doing about it? What should the church be focused on? And so that 15-minute introduction essentially became the first film, End Times Eyewitness, that you just watched. And but the larger issue that I really want to address is, what should we be doing? That's the film that will be coming out later next year, and so we're just beginning to work on that one right now.
Yeah, very good. And that film, you can get the DVD of that on Amazon. I see it right up here. It's the second product that you'll see after the latest book, which is God's War on Terror. And Joel, we were talking before the break about the Antichrist, and you were sort of setting this up as far as why you believe the Antichrist is coming out of the Middle East instead of coming out of Europe, which is the more traditional view from Christian Bible prophecy. Answer this question, though, as you expound on that. Why does it matter? Why should we care whether the Antichrist is coming out of the Middle East or coming out of Europe? Why is that such a big deal? Because I know those that disagree with you, it's a huge deal to them. Wasn't there even a debate that you had with someone about this that got quite a bit of coverage?
You know, there's been a little bit of back and forth, unfortunately, on the internet. You know, as someone, I'm really a missions guy. Before I ever became a prophecy guy, my heart has always been missions, the going forth of the gospel. And 11 years ago, I wrote Islamic Antichrist. I sort of stepped into the prophecy world, which is something that flowed out of my history with reaching out to Muslims and studying Islam. And what I've found is that, unfortunately, within the prophecy world, there's a lot of competitiveness, and there's a lot of industry, just like there is, you know, the Christian music industry or anything else. And so when people have staked their entire careers on particular viewpoints, they, you know, they can tend to get pretty defensive, and that's understandable. As for myself, I believe that if there's one issue that we need to hold in a fairly non-dogmatic way, it would be the issue of eschatology, the issues that are going to unfold in the future, and that's because we see through a glass darkly. And so I think the Lord wants us to study these things diligently. In fact, Jesus himself rebuked the Pharisees of his day. He said, listen, you know how to look up at the sky in the evening and say, the sky is red, it's going to be fair weather tomorrow. You know how to interpret the signs in the sky, the signs in the weather, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the times. And so Jesus expects his followers, those of us that call ourselves his disciples, he expects us to understand the words of the prophets, what the message that they're articulating. And so issues like this, whether the Antichrist comes out of Europe or the Middle East, these are, you know, in-house debates that should be had. We should peer into the prophets diligently and have the discussions, but we should have them in a Christ-like manner that honors one another. And so there's been, you know, there's been some honor, but there's also been a lot of dishonor, and it's unfortunate. It's not an issue that we should be dividing over. As we approach the days ahead, we need to do this in a very sober but pastoral way, you know, because people are listening and trying to understand these things. But I also do believe that there's tremendous strategic importance with regard to biblical prophecy. I think that's one of the reasons why the Lord has given it to us. He is sort of a roadmap to help navigate the incredibly difficult days ahead. And so actually, you know, a little sneak peek, I'm actually working on a book right now, which largely is that. It's dealing with biblical prophecy for the purpose of strategic insight. So as we're giving, as we're praying, as we're, you know, being involved in short-term missions, trips and missions, all these sort of things, that we are doing so as we're looking at the information that the Lord's given us, as so as to maximize our resources, our time, our energy, our prayers. And I think that's an essential part of biblical prophecy.
Joel, do you sense that the time is right for the Antichrist right now? And let me set this up for you. Something I mentioned in a recent issue of my newsletter, which is that, you know, we've got this whole generation of millennials now, and these are people who will make stories up about things that never happened and post them on Facebook. This is a generation that largely does not believe there is really any objective truth anymore. And when we take this most recent story, this tragedy that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, where a young man was shot by a police officer, but once all of the truth came out, and even multiple black witnesses supported the account of the white police officer, it was almost as if no one really cared what the truth was. And even NFL football players the following Sunday did the hands up, don't shoot thing. And it's really the only thing I could really account, you know, make any sense of with this is this whole idea of this end times delusion that people will choose what's not true over what is true, and what is true doesn't really seem to matter anymore. Are you sensing anything in our culture that just makes lying something that's much easier today, and people are willing to believe things that are not factually true and just kind of accept them and run with them?
You just brought up a whole bunch of a whole bunch of issues. You know, let me just say this very briefly with regard to Ferguson, is when all was said and done, the fact came out that this young man essentially, unfortunately, got what he deserved. You know, he attacked a police officer. And so, you know, I think the facts make that very clear. On the other hand, there's also the facts that if you are a black man in modern day America, there is, you are facing a slightly different world than if you're a white man. And so these are things that we don't always want to deal with. And so essentially they use that as an opportunity to vent their frustration.
And I'm sorry, Joel, we've got to cut you short because we have another break, and then we'll be back for a little bit of a longer segment. And we're going to be talking about sort of this crowd mentality and people going into the streets and rioting. And is any of that ahead in Bible prophecy? We'll be right back.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My guest is Joel Richardson. You can find all of his books over at Amazon.com. And I'll tell you what, this video, this movie that he has is really, really neat. And it might be a great thing to buy for some friends that maybe you're not sure where they're at with the Lord and give them this video. I think it will make them at least come back to you and ask some questions. And that's a great witnessing opportunity. The book that we're talking about tonight is called Mideast Beast, but there are several other books of his, and the movie is End Times Eyewitness. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines now, and we're going to take questions by email. But remember the deal. If you send an email question, I need to know where you're listening, so we want the city in there. And also remember that callers go first before emailers. The phone number to dial to join us live with Joel Richardson with your question or comment on Bible prophecy, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. 6432, or questions by email to jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. Joel, I'm so sorry about those pesky commercials. There are some guests I have that I enjoy going to the commercial break, but you're not one of them. It's like, oh no, the commercials are going to stop what we're talking about here. Go ahead and finish what you were saying about Ferguson and all of that. And your thoughts too on just people, they burned what, 22 buildings down. I mean, this is crazy. When I saw the live feed over YouTube, I said, man, this looks like the end times here.
Yeah, I was actually going to tie it back, which is to say, when we look at, for instance, ISIS They're in Syria and Iraq. They're recruiting these young men from all over the world. Islam has an amazing ability to recruit men, and they're brought over there. They're allowed to kill, to rape, to plunder, to murder, to do all of these things. And, you know, I think of the verse where Paul says, listen, in the last days, men will be lovers of self, boastful, proud, arrogant, disobedient. It has this big laundry list of sinful behavior, but then it says they will have a form of godliness. And it's amazing when you look at the African-American community, and unfortunately, you know, you have this community, they're about 70% plus are fatherless. Islam is itself the very theology of fatherlessness. You know, it says, it declares, God is not a father. God has no son. Muhammad himself was an orphan. It's the descendant of Ishmael, if you will, who was orphaned, abandoned by even Abraham, and so on and so forth. So there's a spiritual issue there. But, you know, they recruit these young men. They get involved in community involvement. And you're allowed to put on the uniform. You know, you put on the religious garb. You have this air of religiosity. There's a rush to it, but yet you're allowed to continue to maintain your hatred, your rage. And so it really is the perfect carnal religion that's appealing to a lot of these people that are in many times legitimately hurt by the circumstances that they found themselves in this world. And so that's where the church needs to step in and say, why would you want to be essentially a slave to a desert demon god when you can be a son of the Most High God, the one true creator, who wants to be your father and make you his son and bring you into his family? The difference between the gospel of Islam, if you will, and the gospel of Christianity is tremendous, and our message is superior in every way, but unfortunately we're not always as culturally confident in declaring our message, and the Muslims are very good at recruiting people all over the world. And, you know, it's very disappointing, but I believe we're going to see a shift in that.
They've got great marketing, especially in the prison system as well, and it is shocking how prolific they are. Now, let's start hitting some questions here again. Phone calls, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. 317-6432. Your questions for our guest, Joel Richardson. And here come the emails. Tons and tons of emails. All right, let's go to Virginia here. The question is, do you believe that the Antichrist is living today? And do you believe that you know who the Antichrist is?
Yeah, I think there's no question that the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, that his name is clearly Hillary Clinton. That was a joke.
I was going to say, wow. Hey, I'm on board with that one, Joel.
Whenever anyone asks me, who is it? You always got to throw out a zinger.
Right, right.
I believe he's alive today, but I don't believe he has emerged onto the world scene. Daniel 7 and Daniel 8 refer to the Antichrist as a little horn. And it uses the language of one that emerges small and then rises. And so I don't believe he has arisen as a world leader yet, but I believe that we're very close. I believe that things are rapidly moving in the direction where the little horn will begin to emerge onto the world scene.
And will this person initially be a political leader, or will they be a, sort of a star of pop culture in the beginning?
I think it'll probably be some sort of a political leader with some religious clout. You know, again, and I think personally that based on, again, Daniel 8, Daniel 11, Micah 5, various passages in Isaiah 7 through 11, that he'll emerge from the region of northern Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. That sort of, those three nations are the nations that the prophets are repeatedly pointing to that the Antichrist would emerge from. Daniel 8 in particular is a central passage.
And that's certainly a hot zone right now, and some very strange alliances coming together between Russia and Turkey. And a lot of people said, oh, Turkey is our ally. They stand with us. And we're not so sure at this point. Okay, here's another question coming in from Chicago. Lots of people listening to us in the Chicago area. They want to know, with this Apple Pay and all of these things with the smartphone and Bitcoin and all of the changes we're seeing in how we transact business, how close are we to the mark of the beast?
Well, first of all, the mark of the beast, I believe that it will, that technology will be integral to the mark of the beast. However, there's clearly a religious component. You know, again, it says whoever takes the mark of the beast goes to hell. And we know that, scripturally speaking, you only go to hell if you reject Christ. So I believe the mark of the beast will be not merely technological, but also creedal. It will also entail a direct denial of Christ, and thus I believe it will be clearly tied to a religious system. Now, obviously, technology is moving so rapidly that if Jesus doesn't return soon, you know, things are going to get weird. You know, we're moving to the point where we're going to have, you know, intelligent artificial intelligence, weaponized intelligent robots. You know, if Jesus doesn't return in 20 years, we're going to be living in a Transformer movie. We're going to be doing battle with Megatron. And so, you know, for that reason alone, I think that we're rapidly moving to the time when he's going to wrap this present age up.
All right, this question coming in from Dallas, Texas, and this is sort of, I believe, kind of gives you an insight into how we Americans look at Bible prophecy. They want to know what role the United States plays in Bible prophecy. And so many prophecy conferences you go to, it seems like it's all about us here in the United States. Kind of weird, because that's not really the biblical version. But that's what this person wants to know, is what role that we play in Bible prophecy.
Right. Yeah. Every time I speak, it's one of the first questions. Unless I'm out of the country. When I'm in Norway, when I'm in Australia, no one says, "Where's Norway in Bible prophecy? Where's Australia?"
Yeah, well, they've got horned hats, so maybe there's a place there for them.
Yeah, the two horns, right? But so the thing of it is, and this is an essential component of all of my entire eschatological worldview, is that the Bible is and has always been thoroughly Jerusalem, Israel, and in a larger sense, Middle Eastern centric. The story is about Jerusalem. This is the location Jesus returns to and rules the earth from. This is where all the primary final wars take place. And so the fact that the Bible doesn't really talk much about the United States is simply largely because that's the context of the scriptures. Now, others say, well, we're not in it because we get wiped out. I don't think that that logic naturally flows, though it certainly could. But
we're probably maybe a bit player in the story. As much as we want it to be all about us, maybe that's not right. The case. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got a question coming in here about life extension technology and how that might affect the end times. And we'll be back with your questions right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and this is our final segment with our guest, Joel Richardson. His book, Mideast Beast, The Scriptural Case for an Islamic Antichrist. And you can find Joel Richardson by going to Google, typing in Joel Richardson. The first site that comes up is Joel's Trumpet. That is him. And also you can put his name in over at Amazon, and you can see several books as well as a DVD movie that he has out as well. And we're going to go back to questions right now again. If you want to call in, the callers will go before all of these emails. The number to call is 877-317-6432. The number to dial, 877-317-6432. Your questions or comments tonight for our guest, Joel Richardson. And here we go. This is coming from California, and they want to know if you are up on all of the talk about so-called life extension technology. And they even make reference here to this chap by the name of Peter Thiel, who he's the founder of PayPal. And he says he's going to figure out a way to live forever. One of our frequent guests, L.A. Marzulli, believes that the mark of the beast may have some component to it that gives you technologically an unlimited lifespan.
You know, there's a lot of different ideas that are very, very popular right now. There's all sorts of discussion of aliens and Nephilim and, you know, so many different things. My approach, Jim, is I look at the scriptures and I try to emphasize that which the prophets emphasized and really focus on the things that they focused on. And, you know, I'm not dogmatically saying that none of these things will be seen in our future, for they very easily could be. But I really don't see the Bible emphasizing these issues, and therefore I really don't focus on them. And I don't think, I think a lot of Christians spend far too much time focusing on really crazy things when there's incredibly real issues pressing right before us that we should be much more focused on.
And this brings us to a very real issue from Florida. This person wants to know your thoughts about ISIS. And is ISIS sort of the precursor, they say here, to what we're going to see in terms of a militant Islam that we cannot stop?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. Except I think ISIS is really just small. It's nothing compared to what we're going to see. Again, if we look at Daniel 8, I think what we're going to see in the years ahead, and maybe very soon, is a massive Iranian war in in the region, followed by a Turkish response, in which case, at which time, I believe Turkey will establish really regional dominance over much of the Middle East, and ISIS very well could be the bait that lures Iran out. You know, on a positive note, let me just say this, ISIS, it's been terrible what we've been seeing. On the other hand, whenever true Islam is seen, people, they reject it. As a result of that, the 1.7 million refugees now throughout that whole region, we're seeing Muslims coming to faith in numbers unprecedented. Iraqi Muslims coming, becoming Christians. I'll be in northern Iraq. We'll be traveling there very soon to minister to the refugees. You know, and I know whenever Satan does something, the Lord responds. And so this is an issue that I want to be focused on. I want to, you know, get my hands on some refugees. I want to be involved in the harvest rather than focused on aliens and Nephilim and these sort of things. Again, without putting that down, I think there's some real issues that we should be focused on right now. And I think there's a great harvest ahead because of all the evil that ISIS has been doing.
And another question coming in here from Florida. And they're not saying Barack Obama is the Antichrist. I understand their question, or I'm going to paraphrase this. They want to know if there's any lesson from the Barack Obama presidency. And they describe this here as a guy that has sort of minimal background, kind of a mysterious past. They mention here that the years that he was supposedly in different colleges, many folks that were there in that same class don't even know who he is. Sort of an obscure guy that comes out of nowhere, charismatic, and becomes a president of the United States. And there's still a raging debate of where he was born or not, and whether he was really a citizen or not. And this person is asking, great question, is sort of the climate right for us to accept some sort of superstar out of nowhere? And that kind of lays the groundwork for an Antichrist.
Yeah, to me the big issue is the way people behaved when he was rising to prominence. We saw people passing out, fainting. There was nearly a messianic swirl around him, and people were swirling around him as if he was the Messiah. That's the issue of human nature. People are looking for a savior. They're looking for a hero. It's not just here in the United States, it's throughout the world. And the more that the world continues to melt down around us, the more the people will look for a hero. And I think that that's absolutely what we'll see with regard to the Antichrist. He emerges as someone with some tremendous political and spiritual capital, and he'll be a deceiver from the get-go. And so, yes, there's certainly lessons to be learned.
Yes, and even as Obama himself made reference to the seas not rising, and also we are the ones we've been waiting for, just some odd references to himself. From another one from Florida here, someone wants to know what the homosexual agenda, how it may play in the end times deception, and they make reference to the growing number of Christians today that identify themselves as gay Christians, and this is sort of becoming an accepted phrase now in the culture. And this gentleman, Peter Thiel, the PayPal guy, he is the same. He says he's a gay Christian, and we're seeing more and more acceptance. The Pope's recent comments, sort of embracing the homosexual lifestyle. Any thoughts on how that might play into end times prophecy?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, the great falling away. People are willing to believe a lie and give themselves over to perversion. Homosexuality is clearly not at all what the Creator had intended for us, and he calls it an abomination. It was an abomination back in Moses' day, and it still is. And, you know, we have biblically illiterate Christians across the globe, and so it's simply a sign of the times as far as I'm concerned. I don't know that it will play into the Antichrist system, so to speak, other than that men are wicked and they need a savior.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this is a great question coming in from Virginia. I love these questions because I could not come up with these. This is fantastic. Somebody wants to know what role you believe social media could play in the rise to prominence of the Antichrist. And this is fascinating because, Joel, if you become like a trending hashtag on Twitter, it's like all of a sudden you go from no one knowing who you are to being a super huge celebrity millionaire. I mean, social media really has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you, last summer, Jim, I was in the riots in Turkey. We were caught right in the middle of these riots, of the protesters. They were sweeping the nation. We got tear gas. We got caught in all of it. And I really observed the way, I was with a friend that was a Turkish missionary. Immediately, we were in a hotel escaping the riot police. He got on Twitter, and we were able to find out what was going on just outside the doors. And I really believe that not just social media, but global riots and protests, this is the new form of youth entertainment, and it's the new form of social media. It is the global. We are going to see riots, protests breaking out all across the globe. And this is that, you know, the ability of social media to make these things happen, these spontaneous protests break out. And social media is getting to the point where you see, for instance, in Turkey, whenever you have a dictatorship, they shut the social media down because governments can't control it. It's getting ahead of them. And it's absolutely going to shape the nature.
Yeah, and it may not be so overt, though, as like the Antichrist setting up like a Facebook page, Antichrist, like me, you know, click like or not. All right, this one quickly, because we're almost out of time, about 2 minutes left here. From Florida, again, somebody wanting to know, do you have any investment recommendations for the end times? Are you somebody that steps up and says, buy gold or don't buy gold or buy stocks in a certain industry?
No, absolutely. I believe the scriptures say, store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy. You know, hide the word of God in your heart, because, you know, you can store all the gold and beans and rice in your basement that you want, but the sump pump breaks down, the mice get in, someone robs you, and it's all gone. But if you hide the word of God in your heart, that will get you through the days ahead far better than any of these other things. And I'm not against any of these other things, but I believe that we need to have our priorities straight.
Very good. Joel Richardson, thank you so much for joining us. And people can find you on Amazon.com. They can also Google you, Joel Richardson. And the first site that comes up is Joel's Trumpet. That is Joel Richardson. And the book we talked about tonight is Mideast Beast, but also check out his movie, check out his other books. He's got a new one coming as well. A lot of good information. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. All right, we'll be back next week. We'll be talking about UFO disclosure with Steve Bassett. Don't miss it.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.